This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
Did you hear that, Dean? How exciting. We're going to be kicking off Donation Drive.
I know. Donate-a-thon kicks off next Wednesday with us. And now there's an hour for power that happens a week later, but not on the Wednesday. On the Thursday morning with Tom and Mikey. Got to get people's names right. My brain went into what? But we are kicking off Donate-a-thon next Wednesday, and we can't be more pumped for it. Well, maybe we need to play a bit of extra money songs or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Money.
And I'll plant the seed in Robbie's brain, and then we'll see where it goes. But enough about that, because we're even more excited, because joining us on the line right now is the lovely Harrison, who is doing this amazing fundraiser this Saturday, where he's going to be playing Pokemon for 24 hours to raise money for Transcend. Hey, Harrison, how's it going?
Oh, very good. I heard the donation thing beforehand, and I was like, oh, do not, you can't overshadow this.
Joy are donating next week, because we're not getting in the way of your donating. Not absolutely not. We're not going to do it. Now, you've done this before, but this is what blows my mind. You are going to be playing a video game for 24 hours and raising funds. How does that even work?
So I got inspired initially by, there's a guy on the internet called H-Bomber Guy. He was raising money for Mermaids, which is a UK-based service that helps out the trans and non-binary people. And he was initially doing it to raise money for them by playing Donkey Kong 64. And the way that he does it is Twitch has a system, which is where I'll be streaming it, on twitch.tv/toadsvidia. And basically people donate that money, and then he would eventually just get all the money through PayPal, which is exactly what we did, and then we just give it to the charity. This time we are using Everyday Hero, because it is I don't like having lots of money, and so it's too terrifying to actually do that over again. So I have Everyday Hero, who's actually affiliated with Transcend, who are going to help out with donations this time. So it's all a lot of internet money, but it's also real money and real people helping out, which I do appreciate.
It's absolutely fantastic, and you've done this before. So you literally just play a game for 24 hours. And, I mean, the first time this happened and you were doing it, I saw my social media was going off. Like, everyone was retweeting and sharing it, and the hashtags were great. Now, you're raising funds this Saturday with your playing for 24 hours for Transcend, which was founded in 2012, and Transcend's a part of the Gender Centre at the Royal Children's Hospital and offers peer support and advocacy, fundraising and speaking in support of the Australian trans children. And helps. Georgie Stone has been a massive part of that, and is absolutely wonderful. Why was this a cause that you absolutely wanted to support and get behind?
It's a mix of things. I mean, initially, obviously, the inspiration from that first stream, but also the fact that I have a lot of friends who are trans and non-binary. Not just a part of. I was a comedian for several years, so I've got friends who are a part of that community, but also a part of just my own Twitter sphere, the gaming community, just people that I know online. And the fact that I hear so many stories time and time again of just them not like being able to find the help or the services, and I feel like a biggest part of it was when I was talking to them, and obviously to the different charities, that it really comes down to so much misinformation out there and a complete lack of funding. And I felt like if this is literally the absolute least I can do, it's the absolute least I can definitely do. And so I felt like helping out people is good in general, and I feel like it's a better justification for it.
You're not wrong there, Harrison. Now, why Pokemon Go? Have you got experience on this? What level are you in this app?
Oh, so it's Pokemon Yellow.
Oh, okay, great. Well, how much experience have you got? How much experience are you bringing to the table here?
So I was a Pokemon player for about 7 years, ages from 8 through to 15. And so I unfortunately stopped just because I got a girlfriend, and that's just what happens sometimes. And so
that's why I'm not in a relationship. It gets in the way of too many important things.
I'm losing relatability. It's not great being straight right now. I'm kidding. I played it for several years, and unfortunately I just fell out of the scene. And then when I got my Switch recently, I started playing all of those Pokemon games again. I got Let's Go Pikachu, and I was like, oh man, these games are so freaking good. And then after I finished my Tony Hawk's charity run, I was like, that's the game. If we do this again, if we get the right people, we're going to play Pokemon Yellow. And I've been watching for the last couple of days, I've been watching people speedrun the game and completely ace it in like 2 hours.
So what are you going to do? Because you're going to be playing for 24, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm not very good at that game, and I've been watching these strategies at work. I've been just like, I'll call this client. But first of all, I have to see how this guy catches Nidoran while he's only on 2 HP. But it's also like, if I complete Pokemon Yellow, I will be playing Pokemon Step, and I will be playing Pokemon Stadium after that. So if I finish it before that 24 hours is through.
So how can people watch you playing this and support and donate?
So I've got it all set up at the moment on twitch.tv/totesvidia. That's TOTESVIDYA. We're starting on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., running all the way through to Sunday morning at 9 a.m., so that's the full 24 hours. I will have a nap in between at some point.
Like will we be able to video you and watch you sleeping? Is that...
Oh, my God, yeah. That's the thing, is that last time I was like, guys, I'm going to have to turn the camera off, because sometimes I just, like, snore a whole bunch. But we kept the Discord running so everyone could keep chatting, and then I put sketches of Auntie Donna in the background. So even while I sleep, people will be entertained, hopefully. But beyond that, I got a recent email that there's two very large video game companies who heard about my stream, and we're actually going to have a lot of prizes and giveaways from Ubisoft and Blizzard at Activision. So if people are like high donators, if they donate a lot of money during the stream, we will be actually giving away like some official branded prizes from them as well. So we're quite happy with the fact that they've been helping.
I mean, that's absolutely fantastic that you can do it in that way. It's absolutely awesome. Yeah. So this is just great because it means people can be involved, people can be a part of it, people can watch, people can listen, people can even follow on social media, but then they can also donate, which is the main big part of this.
Yeah,
through donating, you help raise money for Transcend, which is absolutely fantastic. It sounds like there's so much involved to make this happen.
It really takes, like, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to sort of get it all together. So last time, it was a lot of me researching, to be honest, because it was reaching out to my friends who are trans and non-binary, and just ways that I could actually help that would be not just meaningful from a financial perspective, but also could actually do something. So, like, the last time I ran for the PGDC, and then this amazing nonprofit, and they just, like, helped provide resources. And I found out that once we sort of raised the $7,000 that we did last time, that they were going to put it towards, like, helping out not only the people who were part of their community, but they were going to, like, create an event so all of them could get together and just, like, hang out and talk. And I was like, that's exactly what the stream was in some way. It really was. I heard so many stories of the ways that people have just been just struggling to sort of get people to understand, like, just how they live. When I just walk around every day and sometimes just shave my face. Like, it's super easy for me, but I can't. It was so beautiful and so difficult to hear those stories because I don't know what that experience is like. But I think that the stream kind of helps with that, to be honest.
I think it's absolutely great. We're going to be posting links to the stream on Saturday with our social media
into
what's going on.
Yeah.
No, it's our pleasure. And thank you for even doing this and doing it in your little way to be able to donate and give back to Transcend and to our trans and gender diverse communities and non-binary communities. Big shout out to you, Harrison. We're going to be watching on Saturday, and we can't wait to see you snoring, sleeping, and, of course, playing Pokemon Yellow.
If I could get donations from just Pokemon Sleep, the ultimate dream.
Thanks a lot. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.